Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight I have a special program for you, our Summer Pops Concert. This concert will feature a wide variety of classical and not-so-classical works, from Beethoven to Mozart to John Philip Sousa and even a Beatles tune. There will also be a special tribute to composer Terry Riley, who grew up in Reading. So stay tuned for a delightful and entertaining program of classic pops music right here on KKRN. Welcome to Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin our program with the ever-popular Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. This is the first movement of this most famous work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, and welcome to our Summer Pops concert, one of a kind here on Intermountain Classics. I hope you're enjoying the program this evening. My name is Tom Diskin. I'm your host, and I hope you like the combination of music that I've put together for you here tonight. This is KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, serving the Burney, Redding, Red Bluff, and even down to Corning area. So this is our Summer Pops concert. Next up is, pardon me, I'm going to tell you what you just heard. We started this first set out of the Summer Pops concert with the first movement from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, followed by Mozart's Marriage of Figaro opera overture. We also heard the Musica Celestis, beautiful piece by Kernis, modern American composer. We also heard the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet, and what you just heard was the beautiful Canon by Johann Pachelbel, very well-known and famous piece. I hope you're enjoying the program so far. Next up is the beautiful Nocturne movement from Borodin String Quartet No. 2. You may recognize this as the music used in the musical Kismet. This is the Nocturne movement.
Thank you.
This is a Summer Pops concert on Intermountain Classics, brought to you by your community radio station, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. In this set, we have heard the Nocturne movement from Borodin's beautiful String Quartet No. 2, followed by the Adagio movement from Albinoni's Oboe Concerto No. 11, Opus 9. American 20th century composer Charles Ives wrote many symphonies, concertos, and chamber works celebrating the folk music of America and in particular of his native New England. In his Holiday Symphony, he featured Washington's Birthday, Decoration Day, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. Here is the movement from the Holiday Symphony entitled Decoration Day, followed by two of John Philip Sousa's marches, Semper Fidelis and The Thunderer.
Thank you.
We have just heard the Decoration Day movement from Charles Ives' Holiday Symphony, followed by two of John Philip Sousa's famous marches, Semper Fidelis and The Thunderer. Stay tuned for the next hour of our Summer Pops concert, beginning with a special tribute to one of our own, composer and pianist, Terry Riley.